and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Sister Kathleen lives in Aurora, and her preaching today is entitled, Lift Up Your Heart.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? There are many kinds of prayer. We choose what we need for the moment. These include prayers of praise, adoration, thanksgiving, petition, contrition, intercession, and maybe more. So often we hear people say to friends, pray for me, pray for my special intention, and so on. It sounds like a lot of prayer is of petition. We are like that. We are needy. We feel desperate, scared, hopeless, or anxious. Asking for prayer soothes the troubled waters or brings some semblance of peace. So, really, most of our talk about praying for is in the line of petition. And in this gospel selection, the woman was definitely asking for a favor from the judge to the point where he granted it just to get rid of her. Do we stay with our prayer like that? Our lifting up of the mind and heart to God? What kinds of prayer do we employ? Having time to pray might seem like a luxury, so that praying without ceasing or never losing heart or never becoming weary is an answer to the when part or the constant part. I think we need to offer our young people advice like that. You need not kneel. You need not use formal, traditional prayer. You need not time yourself or even read special spiritual material. You just need to do it and savor the peace, the joy, the comfort of it all. No one, no friend, spouse, religion teacher, or loving God is going to judge us on how we did. We just need to remember Jesus' advice on never losing heart. Maybe in prayers of petition, our request is not granted, or maybe it is put on hold. So here we are with the never losing heart part. I am grateful for this passage, for in my attention to the world of prayer, I am at once overwhelmed and reminded about what our good God does for us daily. Amen.